hospitality industry, the exhibitions industry, theatre. There's still industries that are really, really struggling. Well, everybody's struggling. I can't think of too many people except those who were able to continue trading throughout lockdown who are not struggling to get anything like back on an even keel. But we were talking about tourism yesterday and the between 70 and 85% decline in earnings year on year, September 2019 to September 2020. And domestic tourism is not picking up the slack. International tourism is certainly not coming to us in anything like the numbers that has happened over the last couple of years. There might well be people that want to come and feel they're better able now to plan in that for the moment. All you need to do to arrive in South Africa is have a 72-hour negative PCR test. But, as we also found out yesterday, there are a lot of countries internationally, many of them South Africa's major source markets, that have South Africa on a red list, which means that you can't get travel insurance if you want to come to South Africa. So it really is a struggle. Rudy Liebenberg is the executive chef at the Mount Nelson, and the Pink Lady is opening to a degree, Rudy, on the 10th of December. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm all right. How are you?
Fantastic. It's probably the best news we've had in a very long time.
So you were doing tea baskets, and I enjoyed a couple of them, and that was fantastic. How did that go for you? I mean, did it continue to tick over?
It was fantastic until everybody else started opening up their restaurants and eateries, and then we saw a sharp decline. Because obviously you want to experience a venue and sit at the venue and enjoy the view, and it's not always the same when you enjoy a tea in a box. So
why so long? Because I mean a lot of entertainment, food facilities, hospitality facilities, accommodation facilities have been open for a while now. Why is the Nelly waiting till the 10th of December?
I think a lot of it has to do with the cost of opening up an establishment like this. I mean, to put on the power and to the water, all of those things do cost a little bit of money, and we needed to find the right time to open. Originally, we were going to only open up in February, but we saw an opportunity to do this slightly earlier, and you know, just even if it's just from a food and beverage point of view, you know, why not look at our afternoon tea that everybody so enjoys? So we thought, you know what, let's do it now. It wasn't the right time earlier. There weren't enough people around to necessarily enjoy afternoon tea.
And is it opening for accommodation as well for overnight visitors or just the food options that you'll tell me about?
Yeah, we are opening up a couple of cottages for guests that want to stay. We're doing it small in phases to see, and as we see there's a demand, we'll start opening up more spaces.
Because we've got the situation now where there is an upsurge in cases in the Western Cape. Hospitalization numbers are going through the roof. Deaths are increasing. Close to 200 health workers infected over the last 10 days in the Western Cape. And that upward graph, that graph trending upwards, is going to continue at least for a while. And that makes it even more important that what you offer the visiting public is an offer that makes them feel safe accepting the offer. It's even more critical now than it would have been 3 weeks ago before we started to experience this second upsurge.
Yes, that's correct. What we've done is we've made sure that we're not going to be greedy and try and take as many people as we possibly can. So with the afternoon tea, we've limited it to the seating capacity, and we'll be taking two seatings. So the first one will be at 12 and then later in the afternoon at 3, purely because of that. And obviously we've applied all protocols to make sure that the safety of the guest is first, and obviously of our staff as well.
And you do have those gardens, and those lawns are a perfect place to picnic, and picnic with, one hopes, a relatively gentle wind wafting away, because outside with decent ventilation is one of the keys.
I think we have a great advantage having all the space that we have in terms of the garden. So a lot of people can enjoy that freedom to sit outside and, you know, feel a little bit more safe. And you mentioned the picnics. Obviously, we're going to be introducing the picnic, something we didn't have before. And we thought it was a great opportunity to bring that now, especially with the way people feel about proximity and the pandemic. So you can sit there with your loved one in the garden and, as you say, enjoy the little bit of wind blowing through your hair.
And so, Rudy, it's going to be the teas for which the Mount Nelson is famous, picnics, the Planet Bar. You're going to be serving food as well, because there's a terrace there, which again provides a decently ventilated space.
Yeah, that's correct. So it will be the afternoon tea that we'll be doing, and then we'll be doing the picnic, which we've also extended that we can do a picnic at the pool, but we're not taking... We're only doing 15 baskets a day, and that will be either you can sit around the pool and enjoy the pool service for the day. We'll do al fresco dining for lunch and dinner in the lounge as well as in the bar. And just keep in mind, we're only going to be open for these spaces from Thursday to Sunday.
Okay, so it really is a limited opening, both in terms of time and in terms of numbers of people on the property. And it's not going to bring you in a lot of income, and you hope that it brings in enough income to repay the expense of opening up a big property, as you mentioned.
Yeah, it is a slight risk, but we have to, you know, there's a lot of people that have been asking. And also, it's about keeping the staff motivated. And, I mean, a lot of the staff have not been really active for a very long time. So this is an opportunity to re-energize and get everybody going. Also, I mean, it's you know, we've had the guys in the kitchen and they're all a little bit rusty. But, I mean, this week we've started up the engine, so it's looking good.
What did you're not in charge of this. You're in charge of the cooking aspect of it, the kitchen aspect of it. But what has the hotel done with the staff? Has they kept them on and been lucky with TERS payments to help and so on, or have you had to retrench and hope that you'll be able to re-employ as things get better?
It's unfortunate that we had to lose a lot of our friends that and colleagues that have worked with us. So we're working on reduced staff and reduced hours at this stage, and hopefully the future will help and bring some of the people back again.
And that starts on the 10th of December. The Mount Nelson website will, I presume, give one an option to book a tea or a picnic basket.
Yeah, or you can just phone the hotel, 483-1948, just to make a reservation.
Rudy, I hope it works for you. I really do. I hope that people go and people keep safe and enjoy the food, which that's the aspect I know they will do. Rudy Liebenberg, Executive Chef at the Mount Nelson.